My sisters and brothers, may the Lord give you peace. Merry Christmas. I thank you all for coming. It's wonderful that we could all be together to celebrate this great feast together. And there are lots of different ways to sort of think about this and to talk about this wonderful, gracious day. So let's talk about this from the Franciscan perspective, because after all, that is the most important one, isn't it? You agree, yes. So the Franciscan perspective always begins in the same place. God is good. And so Francis will write, "You are good, all good, supreme good, you who alone are good." And so this whole sense then of who God is rooted in goodness. And the goodness of God flows out like a fountain, pouring out all over the place. There is no place that can escape the very goodness that is God. The goodness of God is imaged, perhaps, in this image of light that we hear in the text from the prophet Isaiah. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone." The brilliance, the radiance of God's light, the graciousness and goodness of God has been poured forth for you. Thus, what we celebrate tonight is not so much the redemption of our sin, it's not even about sin for the Franciscan person, believe it or not. You've been trained that it's all about sin, yes? Yes. They were wrong. Very wrong. It is about goodness. God, in God's own goodness, overflowing with love for men and women from the very beginning, this good God desired to be one with us from the beginning, having nothing to do with taking fruit from a tree or serpents or blaming the man or blaming the woman, nothing to do with any of that, but everything to do with the superabundance of love that pours forth out of the one who is only and always good. And from that goodness, from that love, God sends Jesus into the world. God sends Jesus into the world to express that love, to live in the light of that love, to enable men and women to discover that love, to realize for themselves how greatly and richly they are loved. And everything revolves around this notion of God's goodness that pours out in love, pours out in generosity, in compassion, in wonder. So those who walk in darkness, those who have forgotten, those who have lost the sense of how much they are loved, upon them, upon us, a great light shines, enabling us to see ourselves in entirely new ways. No longer to spend all of our time picking at our blemishes or having other people do that for us, because we have friends like that, yes? We even have a church like that sometimes. I said that out loud. In any event, we move on. And to see oneself in love, to see oneself as loved, is not about blemishes, is not about sin, it is not about anything but beauty, awe, wonder. To see oneself as God sees us is to see oneself in love. And that reflection in love is only about goodness. We come together tonight because born in flesh, in time for us, is the fullness of God's love. In this Jesus, poured out for us forever, is that experience of love. It is a powerful image for us. And we resist it because we've been trained so much to look at sin and to think about sin and to see ourselves as such terrible sinners, when in fact, the lover doesn't see the sin, does the lover? And those of you who are parents and you love your child, they make you crazy. But do you not love them? Do you stop loving them? Yes? No? Are you better than God? That's always the test. Can you be better than God? If God can love us always, if you can love your child who has made you crazy from the very first day, how much more can God love us? And so we come together this night because we need again and again and again to be reminded of how much we are loved. We listen to the text in Luke's gospel, and we hear the story of the shepherds, and we certainly recognize the shepherds as being the poorest of the poor. People, no one would associate with the shepherds because they sort of lived like gypsies and sort of outsiders, and they really didn't belong in the city or in the town, because they were always on the hills. And yet to these poorest of the poor, this call is offered. To the most marginalized of people, the angels say, come and see. But what's most interesting in the text is that the glory of the Lord shines around them. Now, if we go back in Luke to the Annunciation story, and Mary says, how can this be? The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So these shepherds are overshadowed in the same way that Mary was overshadowed. That the glory of God shone around them, filled them. The light and goodness of God overwhelmed them. Such that these poor outsiders could be in the sacred presence of God always. And how much more is that true for us in the gift of God's Spirit who fills our hearts, making us one with God forever? That the power of the Most High overshadows us. The glory of God surrounds us. The love of God fills our very being. And out of this love, this goodness, we cannot but be loving. We cannot but be good. So our reflection on this Christmas night is on the great gift, the tremendous gift that is goodness, that is love, that changes our hearts and our lives, enabling us to see ourselves, our world, the stranger, in love.